It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday. Expecting the Democrats in the press conference about the articles of impeachment at about 15, 20 minutes or so after 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning, and perhaps a vote in the full House coming next week. Will that help or hurt Democrats moving forward? Because the whole thing's political anyway. It's going because Democrats made promises to constituents and voters they would impeach the president, and so there was no doubt it was going to happen. It is going to happen. Will happen. But we find yesterday, Firehouse Strategies and Optimist Polling, battleground state poll. As impeachment moves ahead, Trump surges in battleground states. They previously, these polling entities previously had Democrats leading in these battleground states. So same polling firm, same methodology since the start of impeachment shows Donald Trump surging. They are polling in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, asking likely 2020 general election voters their opinions on President Trump, the election, and impeachment. As the impeachment process heats up in Washington, Donald Trump seeing a boost in support in crucial swing states. Across the board, President Trump polling well against the Democratic field in each of the states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And Vice President Biden has seen a sharp decline in support in those surveys. He's running behind President Trump in each of those three states. Now, recall one of the main arguments for Joe Biden in this race is his electability. He's the Democrat that can take down the president. He's the one that's not too far left. In fact, if you listen to the media, of course, Joe Biden's now a centrist. Somehow he's become a moderate centrist, which just means he is not off the left end of the political spectrum as the other Democrats are in this race. Just be assured, he is still a liberal, no doubt about it. Firehouse, an optimist in this polling, says as the race currently stands, President Trump is in the lead in Michigan, in Wisconsin, and in Pennsylvania in hypothetical matchups against former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Michael Bloomberg as well. Across the three states, Trump's closest contest is still against Joe Biden, although the president leads by an average of 6 percentage points against each Democrat. And that includes here in Michigan. Here are the numbers in Michigan. Hypothetical matchup. Trump beats Biden 46-41. Trump beats Warren 47-38. Trump beats Sanders 48-42. Trump beats Buttigieg 48-37. And beats Bloomberg 48-37. Numbers are essentially the same in Pennsylvania, and actually the president doing even better than in either Michigan or Pennsylvania in Wisconsin. It's always come down, I mean, elections always come down to battleground states. It's like when, if you watch the NFL, and it's a close third and something, and the announcer says, well, it's going to depend on the spot. Well, yeah, it always depends on the spot. Presidential elections always come down to battleground states. That's how it works. Joe Biden was performing well head-to-head against Trump earlier in the year, but the race now, the snapshot in time at least, shows his lead has disappeared with the president ahead of the former vice president in each of these states. From March, in March, Joe Biden had a lead of anywhere from, 12% in Pennsylvania, or is that Wisconsin? That's Wisconsin. He was up 12 in Wisconsin in this same poll, and now trails by 8 or 9. He was up 7 in Pennsylvania. Now trails. He was actually tied back in March in Michigan. Now it says that Trump has a lead. So all this impeachment, these weeks of impeachment hearings, appears, at least according to this poll, to only have buttressed President Trump's candidacy. And if President Trump is leading in Michigan, does win Michigan, does that mean we have a change in our U.S. Senate seat as well? Gary Peters running for re-election for the Democrats. And it certainly looks as if John James would be the nominee for the Republicans. Yesterday, watching Wheel of Fortune, I saw my first 2020 U.S. Senate ad concerning the Michigan race, not by the candidate, but by a PAC called Vets Vote. Or is it Vote Vets? Vets Vote. On behalf of Gary Peters. And while, you know, I don't want to give Gary Peters any free publicity, I I also think that many of this audience would not be swayed by an ad extolling his virtues, so I'm not going to be afraid to play it here. This is the current ad, just up. I think it went up on YouTube like 4 days ago. Saw it for the first time yesterday on Gary Peters. Some of you might know who Gary Peters is, one of the least known U.S. senators in the country, which is kind of saying something. Here's the ad.
He's been called one of the most effective members of the U.S. Senate, Gary Peters. He served in the Navy Reserve and after the September 11th attacks, volunteered to serve again. In the Senate, Gary Peters voted to get our troops the pay raise they deserve and work to keep Michigan safe.
The way I look at this, we should not be even thinking about Democratic ideas and Republican ideas. We should just be thinking about ideas that are good for the country, ideas that are great for Michigan.
Thank Gary Peters. Tell him to keep fighting for Michigan.
It's a pack ad, so they can't tell you to actually vote for him. But they say, tell him to keep fighting, or whatever the language is at the end. So that's... That's the ad that I saw on TV yesterday from Vote Vets on behalf of Gary Peters, who, again, the first line is one of the, I can't remember what the line is, but really, Gary Peters, according to most polling, is one of the least known senators in the country. And then, of course, the ad tries to make him that common sense problem solver somewhere in the middle of the political spectrum. I don't have to be Democratic ideas or Republican ideas. I just want good ideas. Clearly, look, Gary Peters is a Democrat and is going to vote with Democrats, and that's that. The ad can make him sound as moderate as it wishes to, but we know what's happening here, and we also know it's going to be a very tight race. A couple of polls recently on the Senate, and we're months off. These are snapshots, I warn you. They're not predictions. They're snapshots. But recent polls have John James and Gary Peters in an extremely close race. Certainly within the margin of error, in some polls, at least one I recall seeing, had John James up by about a point or so. Going to be a knockdown, drag-out race, and if President Trump really is leading in Michigan, could pull John James along with him to perhaps a U.S. Senate seat. Lots of time to go. Scott Bertram in for Steve. I'm the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling healthcare costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love